Hi everyone. Thanks for listening to my talk. So I'm Shubhayan Sahu. I'm a new postdoc at the Perimeter Institute, and I just recently got my PhD from the University of Maryland. So I broadly work on quantum information at the intersection of quantum information and condensed matter physics, specifically on quantum information dynamics in many-body systems. So here are just some aspects of my work, later in the talk, I'll focus on one aspect that I have done and continue to think about. But just for an overview, in the arena of quantum information in many-body physics, especially through the lens of dynamics, an interesting questions are: what are out of equilibrium entanglement phases or scrambling phases of matter? So that's one aspect of my work that I'll be focusing on. Also, I've studied things like quantum information scrambling, quantum chaos, and I also have an interest in classical simulation of quantum physics using tensor network algorithms and so on. So that's the broad arena of what I have done and what I also want to continue working on in Perimeter. So I actually designed this talk in a more research talk oriented fashion. So I actually wanted to speak about a particular topic that I worked on. So that's what I'll try to give a flavor of, like what I have done. So I'm going to be talking briefly about measurement-induced entanglement phases of matter in solvable quantum circuits. And this is the work that I did in collaboration with my advisor, Brian Swingle, and postdocs at Maryland and Brandeis University. All right, so what's the motivation behind this? So the motivation behind this kind of work? So with quantum simulators or quantum computers, you can treat those as tools or machines to generate complex quantum matter. So this is just a picture from Google's experiment on quantum computational advantage. The basic setup is that you initialize on some quantum state and you apply different gates and you try to characterize the final state that you get from this quantum state of this quantum operation. And with these tools, you can generate different types of entanglement, and you can try to characterize what are the kind of quantum phases of matter possible under this generation. And here, one tool that you can work with is measurements. So generically, we think of quantum gates as generating entanglement between degrees of freedom. So if you start with qubits, then they get entangled as you apply some quantum unitary gates. But at the end of this operation, if you measured one of these qubits, then it would collapse onto one particular trajectory, which would generically reduce the entanglement between the degrees of freedom. So now what we can do is we can use this as a tool to control the amount of entanglement that you have in the final state. And that's basically this study of measurement-induced entanglement transition, where it was observed that in these quantum circuits, as you tune the frequency of measurements, you get from a state final state, which goes from volume law entanglement to an area law entanglement, and you actually get a critical property as you tune the rate of measurement. And you can now ask questions: what classes of because it's a legitimate transition, and it has some universal behaviors. Now we can characterize what is the nature of the phase transition for this entanglement phase of matter. So with this, the question that we address is, like, can we understand these phases and phase transitions analytically? Can we come up with a toy model for which these phase transitions become solvable? And also, can we get different phase diagrams by adding different ingredients like long range interactions and so on? So I'll very briefly mention that we do find some spherical Kao model for measurement-induced phase transitions, and these are these all-to-all coupled circuits. So you consider a bag of qubits, and each qubit is talking to each other. And under this limit, you can construct a quantum circuit for which entanglement property quantities like entanglement can be analytically solved in the large n limit, where n is the number of qubits here. So imagine it's like an SYK model, but you're considering a dynamical version of it, and we can study entanglement properties of the states. So long story short, we get to an understanding of the phase diagram as you tune the strength of measurement. So as you can see, I'm looking at some entropic quantity. Let's not go into details of exactly what I'm computing here, but I'm considering the entropy of some final state generated by these quantum circuits. And as you can see, there you analytically access some properties of the transition of the steady state properties of this entropy as you tune the strength of measurements. So here, gamma is the strength of measurement. As you tune it, it goes, the entropy goes from some finite non-zero value to some to zero, and you can extract the critical properties of this transition in this model. So going forward, you can play the game of putting in dimensionality. Like imagine you have you set this qubits on a lattice, and you see what is the and you have long range interactions between them, and even in that limit, you can solve for the entanglement properties of the steady state. And you can find what is the entanglement phases of matter for these long-range interacting systems. And you get some interesting phase diagrams, some of which has not been observed numerically or done experimentally. But in this analytical model, you can access the entanglement properties of the state. I'll go back to my initial slide, which was just laying out the arena where I'm working at. So I talked briefly about measurement-induced phases and how we can analytically access their entanglement properties. And I'm broadly interested in extending this understanding to see if there are more interesting phases of matter that we can generate using these quantum circuits, and can we also analytically understand them in some time models like this. Thank you. Thank you for your attention.
Time for questions.
A question. Is your entanglement diagram is in logarithmic scale, drawn in logarithmic scale, or one-to-one?
Do you mean a plot like this?
No, the last one.
It's a phase diagram in terms of the strength of measurement and some long range interaction, and this is it's in a linear scale. So you get that, you know, like just to say it's not just a picture that you're staring at. So this black line looks at the, you know, the phase transition between the area law phase and the volume law phase, and you see that so gamma is the strength of measurement. If the measurement strength is low, then you have some volume law phase. You can stabilize some highly entangled state on the circuits. And also, as you tune the range of your interaction, you can also get from different kinds of volume law state. So you can also get a different volume law state as a steady state on the circuits. Yes.
Can you give us an idea what type of physical system you can, you know, do these kind of measurement phase transition diagram?
Right. The motivation comes from quantum simulators. So if you had a quantum computer at hand, you can apply these gates and you can also measure them mid circuit, and you can get you can experimentally access these phase transitions. When you look at the entanglement properties of the final state. But because you're now looking at a quantity like entanglement, this is something that's generically difficult to measure for the final state. So that's an interesting question, is does this phase transition manifest in something which is more observable than in entanglement on this particular trajectory? So that's one direction. But for the setup that I considered, these all-to-all connected connected qubits, that's not naturally the arena of quantum simulators based off of physical qubits which are on some lattice. So that there's some locality inbuilt within them. But you can imagine that there are other quantum simulator architectures where all-to-all connectivity or all-to-all interactions are more natural, like collective modes of spins or collective modes of photons or something like that. So that's something where these theories might directly apply. But in general, this measurement-induced phase transition is a, as far as we can tell numerically, it's a very general phenomenon where you can play around with the strength of measurement to actually do some abrupt transitions in the entanglement properties. So experimentally or numerically, you can try to access it in in many different setups.